This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is! The Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Thursday, you are almost there. The end of the week is in sight. Put a smile on your face. It's going to be a huge show tonight. We're going to have a long talk about nursery rhyme conservatism. I am going to talk about this Harrison Butker, the comments this NFL player made. That'll be spicy. We're going to open up the show with that. We're going to talk about Mitt Romney and GOP leadership, how they think about us, the mass deportation plans, apparently ISIS might attack pride parades, and a gigantic lie that was told to everyone, and I want a reckoning for it. All that, emails, so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. I want to begin here because this story has got, well, what we journalists call legs. What, Chris? It's got legs. What story is that? Harrison Butker. I, full disclosure, did not know who he was because I stopped watching the NFL years ago, but he's a punter or kicker or something for the Kansas City Chiefs. He's also a devout Catholic. He got up and he gave a speech at a college graduation, a speech that is prompting national backlash to the point the Kansas City Chiefs themselves are blasting him. The NFL is blasting him. Every feminist and low-T dork on the right is blasting him. And if you'd like to know what he said, I feel like we should play it and then have a discussion that will offend everybody. Here it is.
Bad policies and poor leadership have negatively impacted major life issues. Things like abortion, IVF, surrogacy, euthanasia, as well as a growing support for degenerate cultural values and media all stem from the pervasiveness of disorder. Our own nation is led by a man who publicly and proudly proclaims his Catholic faith, but at the same time is delusional enough to make the sign of the cross during a pro-abortion rally. He has been so vocal in his support for the murder of innocent babies that I'm sure to many people, it appears that you can be both Catholic and pro-choice. He is not alone. From the man behind the COVID lockdowns to the people pushing dangerous gender ideologies onto the youth of America, they all have a glaring thing in common. They are Catholic. This is an important reminder that being Catholic alone doesn't cut it. These are the sorts of things we are told in polite society to not bring up. You know, the difficult and unpleasant things. But if we are going to be men and women for this time in history, we need to stop pretending that the Church of Nice is a winning proposition. We must always speak and act in charity, but never mistake charity for cowardice.
Okay. I heard a lot of things I love there, didn't you? Wonderful statement. And that wasn't the only thing he said that has people up in arms. He also got up and he spoke very, very boldly about the role of women in society, in a family. Here's what he said.
For the ladies present today, congratulations on an amazing accomplishment. You should be proud of all that you have achieved to this point in your young lives. I want to speak directly to you briefly because I think it is you, the women, who have had the most diabolical lies told to you. How many of you are sitting here now about to cross this stage and are thinking about all the promotions and titles you are going to get in your career? Some of you may go on to lead successful careers in the world, but I would venture to guess that the majority of you are most excited about your marriage and the children you will bring into this world. I can tell you that my beautiful wife, Isabel, would be the first to say that her life truly started when she began living her vocation as a wife and as a mother. I'm on this stage today and able to be the man I am because I have a wife who leans into her vocation. I'm beyond blessed with the many talents God has given me, but it cannot be overstated that all of my success is made possible because a girl I met in band class back in middle school would convert to the faith, become my wife, and embrace one of the most important titles of all, homemaker.
Powerful stuff, isn't it? You can tell by the sound of his voice what she means to him. You can tell, right? So why am I looking at headline after headline after headline? This is from Daily Mail. Backlash against Harrison Butker grows. This is from the Daily Beast. 100,000 sign a petition demanding the Chiefs fire the kicker over dehumanizing speech. Kansas City Chiefs themselves actually revealed on their public social media account which town he lives in. They essentially doxed their own kicker. The NFL put out a lengthy statement earlier today condemning his speech outright. This is what you heard if you turned into The View. Why?
Colin Kaepernick was standing up for the rights of many and saying in a social justice moment, this is a reminder that we're not there yet. What this man is doing is not just a devout Catholic. This is someone who's practicing something called the traditional Latin Mass.
Yes.
Which is divergent from the majority of Catholics. It's compared to being cult-like and extremist like some religions in the Middle East and Asia. So this is a very extreme religion. And what bothers me about that as a Christian is that when people abuse Christianity, they often not only cherry pick from the Bible, they misinterpret and lie by omission by taking out parts that would have explained something a little better. So what I can say to him as a Christian is if you're using this to oppress.
Notice, I'll let her keep going, but notice how she keeps saying as a Christian, as a Christian, as a Christian. Notice how she keeps saying that. What's she doing? What's she doing? You already know. We talk about it all the time. What's she doing? She's using your values against you.
The people or hold them down, you're not walking with Jesus. If you are using the religion, if you are more obsessed with the religious rituals and practices than you are with the word of Jesus, you're not walking with Jesus. And if you're using it for the judgment of others and as a weapon to beat people down, you're also not walking with Jesus. So I would really encourage him to find the best parts of faith and not diverge into extremist beliefs.
Yes. Why such a backlash? Well, let's talk, you and me, because this is gonna lead us directly into a nation. What makes a nation? What breaks a nation? It's going to lead us directly into nursery rhyme conservatism. That's going to be a consistent theme for a long time. Why the backlash for something so wonderful? A wonderful, truthful speech. Impactful. Why? Well, remember this. Remember, every now and then, I shouldn't say every now and then because it's the common thing. The common theme throughout history is that nations themselves will either start out evil or they will turn evil over time. Over time, this has happened. There are a million examples I could give you, historical examples, whatever examples you want, examples you already know. I don't have to give you any examples. You know, nations will turn evil. You know what? Let's make it about the Soviet Union. Well, that's an easy one. We hate commies. I hate commies. You hate commies. The Soviet Union was a deeply evil place. And in the Soviet Union, it was well known. It's been written about a million times. There was nothing that could get you killed or sent to a gulag faster than what? Telling the truth. When you live in a nation where everything is built on a lie, where they promote lies, they push lies without end. When you live in a country like that, and let me go ahead and do a spoiler for you. You now do. When you live in a nation that is based on lies, the telling of truth is a dangerous thing, and it is something the demons despise. They despise it. You tell people who believe the sky is green, they'll scream the sky is green, and you go up to those people and you point to the sky and you say, no, the sky is blue. The reaction is not going to be grateful to you for revealing the truth to them. The reaction is going to be a collective boo and hiss at you for daring to challenge their lies, for daring to challenge their demonic worldview, for daring to challenge these people who tell lies, insist on you telling lies, and smash anybody out there telling the truth. You, me, we now live in a system exactly like that, built on outright lies. And there is, I would venture to say, not a single group of people who have been more abused by the lies of this nation than the women of this nation. Women have been abused by this country, and not at all in the handmade tale they try to make you think. Let's talk about what this country has done to women and why the backlash against something so wonderful. Let's talk about that next.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I almost forgot to remind you that tomorrow is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, where we will take all 3 hours and answer the questions you email in right now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Ask me anything. The whole show on Friday, as it always does, belongs to you. The questions don't even have to be political. It'll be about whatever you want. Email it in, and we'll chop it up about it. Let's go back to the lies, the society, the nation built on lies. Why such a backlash against a man who clearly adores his wife, praises her for making a wonderful home for him, supporting him, raising their children, and the backlash is so great? I would venture to guess that Harrison Buckner is probably going to lose his job. Oh, I'll bet you money that guy will be fired for this whole thing. Why the backlash? Because the demons hate the truth. And women in the United States of America have been abused. So let's clear something up right now. Strong family units. Men marrying women, staying married, making babies, and raising those babies have been the bedrock of every single successful society in the history of mankind. It is something, it's not even, you know, unique to the church or something like that. Complete pagans have always understood that men marrying women, staying married, and making babies builds strong countries. You can read ancient texts of kings encouraging their citizens, get married, stay married, and make babies. That is the bedrock of a society, the family unit. And you know what? Let's pause on that really quickly before I go off on this. You should understand, if that's what you want, if that's what you have, either of those things, then you want something that is good, or have something that is good, and you should feel good about it. But back to that. That is the bedrock of any society. It doesn't mean there's no room in a society for single people or people who make other choices. That's wonderful too. People have different lives. But that is the bedrock of any society. So if you are, let's say, a demonic communist, and you're looking at a society, let's call it America, and you want to bring it to its daggone knees, what's the best way you can do that? After all, if you want to demo a building, picture the Empire State Building.
Please don't go try to demo the Empire State Building. But let's say the Empire State Building, and you want to bring the Empire State Building down. Do you put all your explosives at the top, or do you put all your explosives at the bottom? You attack the bedrock. We have attacked the bedrock of this society endlessly, and here's how we've done it. You want to turn men and women against each other. That way, they never get together. They never get married. They never make those babies. But how do you turn men against women? Well, there are obviously a million different ways you can do that, and women against men. How do you get men and women at each other's throats so they despise each other? So the very prospect of marriage and kids is horrible to them. Maybe they choose on purpose to stay single. Maybe they go join the Air Force.
Why are you gay?
Quit, I'm kidding. But you understand what I mean. How do you do that? Well, there's an easy way you can do that. You go tell all the women that they should be just like men. They should do the jobs men do. They should just embrace the fact that I am a woman and I can do anything a man can do. Well, you know what? The last thing in the world a guy wants is a woman trying to be one. And so soon they find themselves at each other's throats. All of a sudden, the family unit has been shattered. The bedrock of society is coming apart, and the Empire State Building is coming down. It has been an attack on women. The idea of feminism has always been evil. It's not just this third wave feminism or whatever they call it. Feminism was evil from the get-go. Why? Because feminism promoted the thing that destroys everything. Equality. Because we are not equals. We're equal in the eyes of God. Lord willing, we are equal in the eyes of the law, although that's a laughable joke now in this country. But two men aren't equal. They're not the same. Chris isn't equal to me. I'm not equal to Chris or Michael. You're not equal to me. I'm not equal to you. Men and women are not equal either. They have different skill sets, different things they're meant for. There's a reason God made men differently than he made women. Not better, but not equal either. Differently. But if you want to shatter the family unit in a society, you lie to women without end. You don't need no man. You can do anything a man can do. You go, girl. You can go work 90 hours a week and still be just as happy. You lie and you lie and you lie and you lie. And soon you have a society full of these women who are in fact miserable and know they're miserable. And they hear hard truths like that about a man who adores the ground his wife walks on and prays. Praises her for supporting him and him being able to lean on her. You hear that if you're one of these women who's been lied to your entire life, and it's like somebody pouring fire down the back of your shirt. That's why the reaction has been the way the reaction has been, because there's nothing, nothing demons hate more than the truth. And that brings us to nursery rhyme conservatism. Oh, it's going to be a spicy show tonight. Hang on, we'll talk about what that is.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Remember, you can download a podcast of the show if you miss any of it. iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. We are having a discussion about family units and culture. And now we're going to have a discussion about nursery rhyme conservatism, because there is something we must address, and we must address it now.
We cannot and should not remain silent. There is a strain running through the right. A lot of it is feminized American Christianity, which is not Christianity. A lot of it is what I call nursery rhyme conservatism, which kind of folds that in. But there is this way of thinking that we should live at peace with everybody. I cannot stand it. I despise the preaching in church of nice hippie Jesus, who never offended everyone when Jesus was calling people hypocrites and broods of vipers and running people out of churches with bull whips. But they pretend like he was just some flowery hippie who was just laying down and taking it. I despise it. But that is a huge part of what is woven into nursery rhyme conservatism. That's what I call it. Nursery rhyme conservatism. The idea that no matter what the demons are doing, you should just be nice. Just be at peace. Don't speak out. Don't speak boldly. Certainly don't ever call anybody a name or anything like that. Jesus would never do that. He just called someone a brood of vipers. Called somebody a friggin' viper, but geez, hippie Jesus wouldn't. Nursery rhyme conservatism is a huge part of why the conservative movement has not actually conserved a single solitary thing, because they believe there was a nice, peaceful, hands-off way out of this despicable mess we are in. We must be conquerors and develop the mindset of conquerors. And we must be as bold as Harrison Butker is here. My admiration for this man is overflowing, because I am about 100% sure he just cost himself his entire career by standing up and telling the truth about what the demons are doing in this society. We must develop teeth. We must turn our plows into swords. We must go out and speak boldly on behalf of the innocent, on behalf of women, on behalf of children. We must go out and speak boldly about what culture should be and what it should not be. We are not going to nice our way into having a country that we want to have. We have a nation right now where doctors, parents, and schools are chopping the breasts off of teenage girls routinely. We have a nation now where if you turn on NBC News at night, you'll be treated to nature documentaries like this.
Everything you were taught as a kid is wrong.
You make me wanna dance.
Gay penguins, bisexual lions, sex-changing clownfish.
This is a queer planet.
Queerness has always existed. It's only in humans that we have such a stigma about it.
The idea of just having two fixed sexes is clearly...
You're all disgusting, and you disgust me. And the idea of that stuff being on television sets, beamed into the eyes of men, women, and more importantly, children is grotesque to me, and it makes me want to vomit, and I will not be quiet, and I will not be nice about it, and I will not tell you it's okay, and I will not tell you that you're doing fine, and no, we are not friends, and yes, I would love to live peacefully with you if you change your ways, but you are not going to try to destroy the women and children of this country and then find a friend in me. We are not friends. We are enemies, and we have to develop a mindset of making enemies. If you're out there living in this country and you're not making any enemies, you are dead freaking wrong. Let me ask you something. You ever heard of the Valley of the Shadow of Death? Everyone's heard that. Psalm 23, everyone knows it. King David on the run, Valley of the Shadow of Death. Chris and Michael will remember this. Remember when we went there in Israel? We looked down on it? It's an actual place. Did you know that? I didn't know that. I'm embarrassed to say I didn't know that. It's a place. And you look down into it, and there's this canyon. It's not even a valley. It's a gorge. It's a canyon. And if you look down, it's actually really cool. There's a monastery built into the side of the mountain where these monks live to this day. I don't even think they have electricity. They just live there and they pray and they sing and then they do these things all day long. Okay. That's what they do. Okay. So there's those guys. That's the monk. Then there's the NYPD cop. He works in Harlem. Every single day he has to arrest people, hurt people. He broke some guy's arm last month. Last night there was a scuffle. There was an attack, and he shot and killed somebody last night. Let me ask you something. Do you believe the monk who has pulled himself out of the world and sits there in his little cave, do you believe that he is a better, more moral, more holy person than the NYPD cop who just shot somebody last night? If you do, that's where we differ. And that's nursery rhyme conservatism. We must fight back and fight back with teeth. We have got to drop this mindset of just living with these people. And instead, we have to take their power away from them. And you know what? That involves making enemies. That involves taking something that belongs to someone else. Not bending over for them, taking something that belongs to someone else. Right now, there's a communist in your freaking area. And he sits on the school board. He sits on the parks department. He's on the city council. He's on the HOA. He's teaching at your child's school. He's doing things, evil things in this society. And he doesn't want to live peacefully with you. He wants to destroy you. He wants to destroy your women. He wants to destroy your children. And he intends to do this unless you step up and stop him. And you're not going to reason with him. And you're not going to nice your way out of it. You are going to go make an enemy of him and rip the power from his fingers, or you will die and you will lose. And more importantly, your children will be destroyed. I am sorry. I do not believe it is moral to sit on the sidelines. I do not believe it is right. I think it is despicable. And I think so much of the nursery rhyme conservatism, that's not who we are. My principles. I think so much of that stuff. Here's the truth. I think it's a cloak for cowardice. I think turn the other cheekism is a cloak for cowardice. And no, I'm not talking about the Bible verse or the words of Jesus. I'm talking about the fact that that appears to be the only verse in the Bible anyone's ever read in the American church today. Well, we just got to turn the cheek, guys. Really? I just read a story this morning. You know, I'm not exactly a sensitive soul. And I'll be honest with you. I got legitimately choked up about it. It was a 15-year-old girl and they chopped their breasts off because they convinced her that she was a boy. Now she's an adult woman and she lives in anguish, not just physical anguish, emotional anguish, because of the things they did to her. They will never allow her to have children. And that's what she wants. She wants a husband and children. Obviously, she's a woman. And maybe you think that you should be nice to the people who did that to her. I think we should be mean. I think those people who did that to that little girl are deeply evil and broken. And I wish they weren't evil and broken. I hope they come around. But whether they do or don't, I think those people deserve to be punished for what they did. And I believe I'm right when I say that. Nursery rhyme conservatism, you can stuff it. I'm not better than that. When you're fighting monsters, be careful you don't become one. How about you go become one and defeat the evil people in this society? Go run some dirtball commie off your school board. You'll feel better about yourself. All right, one last thing, because I'm going to rant on Mike Johnson in a moment. Gosh, you want to talk about the best example of this I've ever seen in the world. Before we get to Mike Johnson, let's get to preparations you need to be making. I talked to Senator Ron Johnson yesterday in Wisconsin. And you know how we're always ranting about the debt and deficit and what it's going to mean and stuff. And he used the word debt bomb. He said there's a debt bomb coming and people just do not grasp how bad it's going to get when it gets here. Buy some gold or silver coins. You don't have to go crazy. Don't go crazy. Just get some basics. Whatever you can do comfortably, call Oxford Gold Group and get some precious metals of some kind in your hand. I'm not telling you to build a nuclear bunker and unload your life savings at Oxford Gold. I would never say that. Get some in your 401k, your IRA. Get some in your physical possession. Prepare as if a debt bomb has been dropped and it's gonna explode at some point in time because it has. Call 833-995-GOLD. Oxford Gold Group. We'll be back.
I've got an animal inside of me.
This is Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday, reminding you to email your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for tomorrow. Email them in now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. And yes, we started out talking about Harrison Butker. And you don't hear me praise very many men on the show. I have so much admiration for that guy speaking out about family and life and motherhood and abortion. And I have so much admiration for it because I believe he just cost himself his job. It takes some courage to speak out and cost yourself your livelihood, how you pay your mortgage. And there are so many guys who cave to the rage mob. Remember Anthony Bass? Anthony Bass was a pitcher in the major leagues, Major League Baseball. And Anthony Bass, he was a little mortified by the Bud Light stuff. And he spoke out, just put something on social media against that stuff. And then they threatened Anthony Bass with his job. Anthony Bass put out this video, and I just want to clue you in before we play it. He still has not gotten another job in the major leagues to this day. So he not only cost himself his career, he laid down for them.
I recognized yesterday, I made a post that was hurtful to the Pride community, which includes friends of mine and close family members of mine. And I am truly sorry for that. I just spoke with my teammates and shared with them my actions yesterday. I apologized with them. And as of right now, I'm using the Blue Jays resources to better educate myself, to make better decisions moving forward. The ballpark is for everybody. We include all fans at the ballpark, and we want to welcome everybody.
That's why I admire Harrison Butker. When faced with the end of a professional sports career, which what would be greater than that, Harrison Butker chose to be bold. Now, back to nursery rhyme conservatism. I commented on this the other day, that Mike Johnson showed up in New York City to support Donald Trump during his trial. And I cannot stomach this way of thinking. It is so common on the right, and it makes me want to vomit. He was asked, okay, well, why don't you defund Jack Smith? You are the Speaker of the House. The House of Representatives controls the purse. The truth is that the House of Representatives is significantly more powerful than the presidency. It really is, and it always was supposed to be. Jefferson talked about it all the time. The House of Representatives is everything. You, Mike Johnson, have the power to affect real change, but when asked to do something, do anything, well, this is what you get.
With regard to defunding Jack Smith, look, I think that there's been a terrible dereliction of duty with regard to the special counsel and how that how the whole system has been abused, how that they've engaged in lawfare against President Trump. I mean, all of these things are, to me, self-evident truths, but that's not something you wave a wand and just eliminate the special counsel as a provision. It's been part of the law, you know, the tradition and the law here since for 25 years.
So are you prepared then to stick this into appropriations bills to defund the special counsel?
No.
I don't think, look, if I could make nursery rhyme conservatism, if I could make the definition an audio cut, that would be exactly it. Pointing out all the evil, all the wrong, and then being asked if you're prepared to do something about it and saying no. I can't believe they're doing this. These abuses are unbelievable. It's gross what they're doing. Wow. These guys are way out of line. This is against the law. I can't believe they're doing. Okay. Well, are you going to stop them? Oh my gosh. No. Are you kidding me? No, I'm not going to do anything. You wanted me to do something? Well, that wouldn't be Christian. I'm not going to push back and fight against the evils taking place in the country. I've got a cheek to turn over here. I'm busy turning cheeks. I can't do anything. Hey, Mike, are you gonna stop the children from being routinely abused and mutilated in the country? I just want to be clear that I think the mutilation of children is dead wrong, and I think it's terrible what these people are doing. And no, I'm not gonna do anything about it. Hey, Mike, the southern border's open. I saw a story out of Georgia. Actually, no, this one was out of Florida, where an 11-year-old girl was grabbed by an illegal and tossed into the back of a van and raped. Hey, Mike, what do you think about that? You gonna refuse to pass any more bills until we get border security? Well, I just want to tell you that I think whatever happened to that girl was terrible, and I'm just aghast at what these illegals are doing in the country. And I'm telling you what, Joe Biden is dead wrong for what he's done at the border and things like that. Yeah, but Mike, are you going to do anything about it? Oh my gosh, no, what? Do something? No, geez, that would be wrong. No, I'm a conservative after all. No, I'll point out problems, I'll point out the hypocrisy, and I'll do all those things, but. You see, I never want to get my hands dirty. I just want to go be a monk who lives in the hills and the mountains and then pretend that I'm holier than everyone else. You're not holier than anyone else. You're not better than anyone else. You're a gutless coward. Nursery rhyme conservatism is the ultimate cloak for the lazy and the cowards. That's what it is. I don't want to get off my butt. I certainly don't want to make any enemies. I don't want to be mean to anybody. I'm not going to actually do anything. I will sit in the sidelines, on the sidelines, and I will point out all the things the players on the field are doing wrong or evil. But if you actually ask me to strap some pads on and get in the game, well, I don't want to get sweaty. That's nursery rhyme conservatism, and I despise it. I despise it. Go get your hands dirty. Go get involved. All right? All right. Now, I'm moving off of that. We have other things, many, many, many other things I want to get to before we get to those things. I want to get to this. I want to talk about your phone. You see, we talk about corporate world being evil. The NFL is an evil organization. Bud Light's an evil organization. Verizon is an evil organization. It is. AT&T, T-Mobile, these are some of the most despicable corporations out there. And we fund them. And I'm not pointing fingers. I've funded all of them. I've had all three of those. I've had all three. So I've done it. I know I'm guilty. I don't anymore. I switched to Pure Talk. You understand that our bill, four family lines, we switched from T-Mobile to Pure Talk a few years ago. Our bill got cut in half. And now when we pay our cell phone bill, yes, we're paying for the same great 5G network, but we're paying a company that shares and promotes our values instead of a company that dumps on our values. Doesn't that feel good? It sure feels good to me. All it takes to switch is 10 minutes on the phone speaking to an American who speaks English. Pick up your phone and switch. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. 10 minutes on the phone is nothing. #250, say Jesse Kelly. All right, there's a revolt brewing inside of the New York Times, and I think it's hilarious. Let's talk about that, and let's talk about social distancing again, shall we? Hang on.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.